I glance up at the second story. That's going to be an issue. This isn't some Romeo and Juliet scene where I have a balcony I can climb. There's literally nothing. If I want to check the second story, I have to get inside. I have to walk out into the grass to keep going, and as I glance in the next window from afar, I finally find her. She's sitting at a desk, looking at something to the side of the room. Skyla! I yell. Her head whips around, and even from here, I see the tears heavy in her eyes. Sky flies up off the desk chair and runs to the window, throwing her hands against the glass. She looks fucking terrified. There's only been one time I've seen her looking like that, and that was when we were in the middle of the fucking river, struggling to free ourselves. Something's wrong. I start running, and as she screams, Lucian steps out in front of me, gun held high, aimed right at my chest. I come to a startling halt, my hands up and raised as my eyes flick between Lucian and Skyla. As she scrambles to unlatch the window, someone steps in behind her, raising a gun to the back of her head. Oh, no, 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 baby. Don't you fucking move. I need to get her out of here. Skyla pauses, not moving a single muscle in her body. We're at a fucking loss here. I'm more than willing to risk my life to save hers. I would lay my life down for her any fucking day of the week. But I will not put her in harm's way like this. I fucking refuse. If I knew she would have ended up with a gun at her head, I would have stayed at home. I would have found another way. I don't know what the fuck to do. If I move, Lucian won't hesitate to shoot me. If she moves, she dies. And I can guarantee if she gets shot, I'll end up dead, because there's no way in hell that I'll have the strength to hold back from trying to kill these motherfuckers myself. I meet Skyla's eyes. They're so fucking beautiful, so full of love, and the promise of an incredible future. But they're also fucking terrified. For the first time, I'm starting to believe that I might never see her again. All I know is that right now, we're both fucked.